You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is that time. It is midweek. It's not just hump day for the week. It is also the day we do a thing we call the Grand Council. I got two of my brethren been doing talk radio longer than I have that come on and we ping each other with questions and just find out where the opinions fall. So let me just take the time to call the roll. So from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN out of Huntsville, host of the Dale Jackson Show in the mornings. Also, by the way, writes for Yellowhammer News. Dale Jackson, are you present? Oh, the roll has been called. He is there. Stand at ease. And also from FM Talk 106.5, host of the Jeff Poor Show in the mornings. And also, by the way, the editor-in-chief for 1819 News. Jeff Poor, are you with us?
I am present.
You are indeed. Thank you both, gentlemen. I pronounce a quorum. Hit it, Butters.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ta-da. Ba-da-da-da. All right. Dale, I think you're going first this time. What you got, man?
Okay, do our friends in the mainstream media really believe that saying those damn conservatives, they started this whole plagiarism thing with Claudine Gay, and then they forced us to cover it, and then we fired her? How did they get away with this? They made us tell the truth. Do they really think that is a good argument and somehow reflects poorly on conservatives? What is this?
Don't you know this is racism? It's racism. It's absolutely racism. You can't call somebody out for being a plagiarist if they're black. Don't you know that? That's the way this works. It's racism, you silly white people. What is happening? Now, this whole thing is this is jackassery of the highest level. That she never should have been. She was a diversity hire to begin with. She had no merit. She's still making, by the way, $900,000 a year as a plain faculty member now, just a rank and file member of Harvard University. But she's responsible for losing hundreds of millions of dollars in endowment donations. She's a plagiarist for which other students would have been kicked out of the school, much less her being the president. This thing's a mess. Chime in, Jeff. You go ahead and grab it.
I kind of think that the more of these occurrences where you're like, what's going on here? It's your fault. It's your white privilege, and she had to be a plagiarist or whatever. The more of this that happens, the more of the fraud is exposed. And I know that a lot of this is baked into cake already, but maybe at some point the average person's, wow, they are really full of it.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, is there anything wrong with just saying we made a bad hire? Let's get rid of her and announce that we made a bad hire. We're on the hunt for a new. Like they do it with coaches all the time. Made a bad hire. Now we're going for somebody else. What are you thinking, Dale? It's your own question.
I'm trying to figure out exactly what the play here is. And it's so stupid that it's hard to figure out. Because you would think you wouldn't say, they made us tell the truth. It doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you do that? Just say she did something bad and move on. Nobody defends white people just because of the color of their skin. It just doesn't happen. And maybe someone will say, well, yes, it does. Please, examples. Bring the receipts, as they say. Slay queen, tell us where this is happening. Because this is just foolishness, and it makes anyone who is hired because of the color of their skin, or it makes people appear they're hired because of their color of their skin, it's very unfair to them.
It is. And by the way, it's CYA is what it is. Obfuscate, you know, and throw out some meaningless things and try to put up a smokescreen and pretend that it wasn't you. Well, you hired her. Take some ownership and move on. The world will forgive you, by the way, if you say, made a bad hire. At some point, it's not forgivable to hear them continue blathering about things that aren't real. All right, good question. Jeff Rowe, what do you got for the crew?
Anyone notice the uptick in Nikki Haley buzz? I say this, Christy Noem, said, no, don't do it, Trump. I'm sure others are. What are the chances that, and we're assuming Donald Trump is the GOP's nominee, and I think it's a good assumption. Why Nikki Haley?
Well, you know, okay, so I got two thoughts on this. One is, do you remember when Mitt Romney was interviewed by Trump? And everybody saw him walking in the door of Trump Tower and waving as he went in the elevator to go up to the Trump penthouse and be interviewed for a position in the administration, only to be embarrassed later. I mean, is it possible that Trump is using his own notoriety to bring her to a place where she can be ridiculed because he fears her as the most likely potential, person to challenge his nomination? I throw that out there just for food for thought. But I also think, too, that Nikki Haley is the one that has the centrists happy right now. The centrists are like, we need somebody in the center. We don't want the conservatives, and we don't want Trump. So that's where the buzz is coming from, I think, largely. But I still can't help but wonder, is it possible there's a reverse psychology hoax going on? Dale?
No, it's not possible there's a reverse psychology hoax going on right now. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. She's a good general election candidate, so Trump would be insane not to be looking at her. Trump's already got you guys, okay? Trump's already got me. We're not who he's looking at, and that will be the rationalization for people to accept it.
Okay. There. We're done. We're not allowed to say anything else because Dale has spoken.
No, you can say whatever you want. I'm just explaining the thought process behind it.
That felt like a don't engage me discussion right there.
There's got to be a better person, Nikki Haley, on the general election ballot.
There absolutely
is. There just has to be. I mean, you're insane to think, well, this part of the electorate, you win with subtraction. I mean, with addition, not subtraction. And Nikki Haley is a subtraction for some voters. I don't think that she's a good pick.
I think if you
look at me that people aren't going to vote for Trump because he chose Nikki Haley.
At least 5%, or there's enough people that you don't want to.
I think it will disappoint people greatly if he does. I think a lot of his base will go, what?
Oh. Okay, guys, I think you're right. This is where they get Trump when he picks Nikki Haley. It's not all the credible, like, classified documents, charges, and stuff like that. Forget about that. It's when he chooses Nikki Haley as the vice president.
Well, you're telling me that it's millions and millions of people in this country that Nikki Haley's his best choice?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't even suggest that.
I'm asking that. You. She had to be like, you know, maybe she's in line, but she's way in the back of the line.
Well, I think that there's still some better choices out there besides her. I think she brings some centrist baggage that Trump doesn't need attached to him unless he's just really needing the campaign dollars. But I also believe that there's some opportunities there, like you know, go Tim Scott. You get South Carolina then too, but you also have the opportunity to have a diverse, you know, standing in the eyes of the world because you have the senior most black conservative in America.
He doesn't need. He doesn't need South Carolina. He needs centrists.
Well, then why Nikki Haley is his point. Nikki Haley's former governor of South Carolina. Why not get somebody from a swing state who isn't from South Carolina? If he really needs South Carolina, well, then just go get Tim Scott.
Yeah, I don't think the South Carolina thing is a part of it. I think that she is a minority female, young-ish, even though Don Lemon may not see her in her prime. But she is somebody who will be a stark difference from what he is. And that's what they're looking for.
Do you like her?
He does.
No, I'm not saying we're talking about what I want.
Listen,
we're talking about why it makes
sense. Have you seen the posters of Nikki Haley up in his garage? Have you seen that? It's
that's
awful.
It.
Doing shots of peppermint schnapps with Cameron Smith.
Fine, pick Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones. There you go. Let's go.
Next question. All right, here you go. You ready? 302,000 illegal border crossings in December alone. The all-time record for border crossings in December. We have now seen an uptick of almost 5% of the U.S. population just on illegals since the Biden administration came about. And so I have to wonder, what the heck? As we got the House GOP right now down on the border doing its thing and touring the border and doing the junket. Right now, the only thing I see out there that, that Republicans can do until after the next election is hold up Ukraine funding and hope for something. Do you see Biden making a deal to get Ukraine funding? What are your thoughts, Jeff?
No, I don't see him making any kind of deal like that for sure. He's ideologically like pro open border, and they're going to go like do it the way to just shame, I guess, Republicans into trying to fund whatever it is he wants. They're not going to cede anything.
Dale?
No, anytime he asks for money on this, he's asking to make it easier for people to get in. That's all he's asking for. And I don't think Republicans are going to give him money on that, and they're not going to give in on Ukraine for that. If they said, we'll build a 10-foot wall, we'll put alligators and Nikki Haley on it, then yeah, fine. They might do that because everyone loves Nikki Haley, but they're not going to pay more money to let more people in. They're not going to get behind that. And then the Ukraine stuff makes it even harder.
Jeff, did you notice how it came back to Nikki Haley again? Did you see that? I'm telling you, there's an infatuation here.
It was very sly. I didn't really just do it overtly.
But he also mentioned alligators, and we haven't talked about alligators with Dale in quite some time. They're scary. All right, we're taking a break. I got to right now. We're going to be up against the time here. So taking a break. That's round one with the Grand Council with Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile and 1819 News. Dale Jackson from WVNN with posters of Nikki Haley in his garage and also writes for Yellowhammer News. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just like, you know, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, hey, we're going back to round two of the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Dale, second round, first question, what you got?
Yeah, Tommy Tuberville swatted the other day on Christmas.
Yes.
Also, some other Republicans swatted as well, and it really appears that this attempted murder terrorist attack isn't really getting the attention it deserves. If you're going after a politician this way, it's a terror attack. It is the use of, or the suggestion of violence because of someone's political opinion, and that's terror. Why is it not being called that, and where is the attention this deserves?
Well, so it's getting a lot of attention on my show. We did the whole first hour on it today, sure. As a matter of fact. Swatting is a huge deal. We had an Alabama police chief on the show who's got a 20-year track record of, you know, working in law enforcement, who talked about it at length. But Tuberville, Marjorie Taylor Greene's been swatted 8 times in the last month. Something like 200 Jewish institutions around the nation have been swatted. I think one of the problems is, it's a misdemeanor. In Alabama, it's a misdemeanor. Kids can get off with a slap on the wrist. Anybody can get off a slap on the wrist. Until you can have true deterrence in place, you're going to wind up having to make this a felony to get people to catch on to the fact that sending a SWAT team to someone's house because you don't like what they said or voted is a really, really bad idea. Somebody's going to get killed doing this. Jeff?
It took AL.com like 3 days to catch up on the Tuberville story. When we first started, it was WRBL out of Columbus, Georgia, who broke the story. And we got the 1819 news story up as soon as we saw it. We kept waiting for other media outlets around the state to do something with it. And I know it was the holidays or whatever, but it took until like that following, the 25th. It was like on a Sunday, and it took to like Wednesday before AL.com did anything with it.
Yeah, it's nuts. And that's absolutely unconscionable. That's just that to me, by the way, is ignoring Tuberville. That's not ignoring a whole story. That's ignoring him as much as anything. But
they're fine with it. Yeah, same thing at the Jewish institutions. They're completely there's a theme here, and they're fine with it. That's the issue.
My question is, like, look at how it's like an epidemic of just conservatives. When do you ever hear anybody on the left get swatted?
Well,
and if that started to happen, the reaction would be much different.
No,
right?
Listen, the Secretary of State for the state of Maine, who took Trump off the ballot, she got swatted over the weekend. George Soros's mansion got swatted over the weekend up in New York. So it's a bipartisan issue. It's becoming a thing where it's almost like eating Tide Pods because you saw it on TikTok. People think it's a cool idea, so they do it. And it's bipartisan now. I really do believe this is a trend that needs to get swatted down, if you will.
Well, how do you do that?
The only thing I can think of right now to do, aside from making people aware of what it really does when you send a SWAT team to someone's house. I mean, the Castle Doctrine alone allows you to arm yourself if you see people coming up your driveway and you don't realize they're law enforcement. But I would say that the only thing you can do right now is to put some true penalties onto it to deter this, because otherwise the people who don't care are just going to make those misdemeanor calls and hope they don't get caught. But a lot of them, too. By the way, the Jewish situation is calls coming in from overseas. Hey, Jeff, we're about out of time, so ask your question. What you got?
Mayorkas finally got a face impeachment. What took him so long?
I don't know. There's just no true explanation. I'm so sick and tired of people just talking about all this and just talking about it. And then, oh, by the way, talking about it some more. I'm ready for somebody to do something. So if Mayorkas is facing impeachment, it's about freaking time. That's what I got to say. Dale?
Well, I think the issue is, and I'm not agreeing with this, but they have to find, like, a crime, right? It doesn't have to be a crime. It can't just be this guy sucks at his job.
No, yeah, no, it can. No, no. Yes, it can.
But there is a crime.
It absolutely can. If you are incompetent at your job and putting the nation at risk and doing it, and you've been entrusted with certain care and you refuse to enforce your own laws, you can certainly be impeached for that.
For sucking at your job.
Yeah.
But it's not sucking at your job. There is a law in the books that he is willingly, knowingly, aiding and abetting people to break the law on the books. That's a violation of the law. That is why.
And then, by the way, lying to Congress.
Doesn't he have the discretion to do? I'm not saying it's right.
No, it's a law passed by Congress. They've never had that discretion, but they just ignore it.
But at the same time, he's also lied to Congress how many times about it? I mean, how many times can you sit up there and go, "The border is secure"? No,
that's I agree with that part. I'm just saying, you know. We don't like the job he's doing, so we're going to go after him.
I don't think that's something they're going to have.
I understand you guys are arguing that that's not what's happening here, but I think that's what they fear it looking like.
So now what we understand as we run out of time here is that Dale has posters of both Nikki Haley and Alejandro Mayorkas
yes,
up in his
that
garage.
That is it.
That's exactly
what I'd like to do is have them both fall in a volcano. That's what should happen.
Oh, my gosh. All right. You know what? We didn't even get to my last question, which is fine because y'all stole two of mine on my list. But in the meantime, Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show, Editor-in-Chief, 1819 News, Dale Jackson, 770 AM, 92.5 FM WVNN out of Huntsville, and working with Yellowhammer. Appreciate both of you. The Grand Council. All right, we're coming right back. I'm jumping back into Dipper number two because I had too much material. We got to finish it up, and I'll take some text messages. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.